This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli resigned today amid widespread violent protests across the country following government's ban on social media platforms. Mr. Oli's resignation came after hundreds of demonstrators entered his office shouting anti-government slogans. And now we go over... I beg your pardon? The protesters set the Nepalese Prime Minister's private residence in Balkot on fire, demanding accountability for the deaths of several people during protests yesterday. Gen Z protesters also targeted the residences of several political leaders and ministers in the Kathmandu Valley and other districts, hurling stones and setting property on fire. We now go live to our Kathmandu correspondent Shweta Singh for more updates. Shweta, what is the latest you have on the current situation there?
In fact, you see here, curfew is defied by the youth demonstrators. Tribhuvan International Airport has stopped all its flights because in the nearby area there was fire and all the flights, airborne flights, will have difficulty. And you see all major government buildings like Supreme Court, Sansad Bhavan, Singh Darbar, all were stone pelted and were torched. All buildings of houses of political leaders were torched. And you see, nobody is really bothering that curfew is yet there. And even the youth leader like Rabi Lamchane, who was locked in Nakhu prison, has been released. And Balan Shah, the youth popular youth leader in Kathmandu, mayor of Kathmandu, has requested all the youth demonstrators to be at peace and allow situation to evolve in a better form, and all the political parties will soon come with a solution.
Okay, thank you, Shweta, for that update. Earlier, Gen Z protesters targeted the residences of political leaders and ministers in Kathmandu Valley and other districts, hurling stones and setting property on fire. The House of Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Prithvi Subha Gurung, in Lalitpur, is set on fire by demonstrators. They also pelted stones at the Bhaisipathi residence of Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Podale. Meanwhile, government has advised Indian citizens to defer travelling to Nepal until the situation stabilizes. In an advisory, the government has asked Indian citizens presently in Nepal to take shelter in their current places of residence, avoid going out onto the streets, and exercise all due caution. The voting process for the vice presidential election has just concluded. The voting was held between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. The counting of votes has just started. The fight for the vice presidential election is between NDA nominee and Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and India Bloc nominee and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy. We are now joined by our correspondent Anupam. Anupam, what update do you have on the vice presidential election?
Yes, Anuja, our votes for the vice presidential election for the vice presidential election will be announced. It is expected at 6:30 to 7 o'clock. The electoral college for the vice president election is 781 members of the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. 391 is the
majority. Okay, thank you.
So we'll wait and watch for the results, which will decide who will be the next vice president of India.
Okay, thank you, Anupam, for that update. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has announced a financial assistance of 1,600 crore rupees for the flood-affected Punjab, in addition to 12,000 crore rupees already in the state's kitty. There will be advance release of the second installment of SDRF and PM Kisan Samman Nidhi. He also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees to the next of kin of the deceased and 50,000 rupees to the seriously injured in the floods and natural calamity. And that is the end of this news bulletin.